Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, "Hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses." And I was like, "Really? Meet your boss?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay."
Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. And with whoever I'm stepping,
fucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck, so I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
When I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK, cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
The verdict. Jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, 7 continents. We're broadcasting in everybody's location. So tell everybody you can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about today. We have the best radio show on the planet. We're bringing you sports, we're bringing you music, we're bringing you comedy, we're bringing you education, and everything else. We got commercials, and we have all of the activities live on the radio. We have a party on the radio every day. So sit back and listen as I am hosting G-Money's party. I'm in the air chair, and I'm hosting the best radio show on the planet. Okay, the first thing I need to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is out. It's a little cloudy, but it's not cold. It's about 60 degrees. And it's nice and warm considering we're in the desert and we're dealing with wintertime weather. It's pretty convenient not to be hot like it would be normally in Las Vegas, and it's not cold like it would normally be during the wintertime in Vegas. So during the middle of the day, in the afternoon, the weather is beautiful. Yes, it's a great place to be in Las Vegas. After all, we're in the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm G-Money, and I'm bringing you the entertainers that are performing in Vegas right now. Let's see. At the Mirage, from the 20th to the 31st of January, we have Babyface. He's live in concert at the Mirage. So check him out from the 20th to the 31st at the Mirage. And then you have at the Orleans Casino, you have the Love Affair. And that's put on by a host of performers. You got Rolls Royce. You have the Dells. You have the Delphonics. You have Ray Goodman and Brown. And you have Zapp. And who else do we have? Oh, God, we got a couple more. It's a female singer. I can't think of her name. But she's performing in that entertainment love affair going on at Orleans. So you can call the Orleans for February 8th is when they're doing that Love Affair concert. So check it out and see if you can get tickets to be live in the audience for the Love Affair concert of the year in 2020. It'll be the X-Ray plan of the year. It's a love affair. Oh, we got some haters out here, boy. We got some people complaining. All right. Well, we're doing a love affair in Las Vegas at the Orleans Casino down on Orville and Flamingo. Yep. So check it out if you get a chance. It's February 8th. And what else do we have? We just had Martin Luther King celebration yesterday. We had the parade down on 4th and all the way down to Fremont Street. So it was between 4th and Las Vegas Boulevard, and it was all the way down to Fremont and Casino Drive. Yep, it was a grand occasion. All the fraternities showed up. All the sororities showed up, and all of the radio stations, Channel 3 TV was there. The Blind Center was there in full effect, and the Blind Center's baseball team was there in full effect. Oh, yeah, it was a show-stopping performance by the Blind Center, I'm very happy to say. I'm a member of the Blind Center, and they had an outstanding showing. But their performers, and they were walking, and they were walking in front of a truck with the DJ playing the music. It was the entertainment festival of all sorts right here in Las Vegas. So it was the Martin Luther King Parade. And it was a grand success. Yes, it was. All right. Well, that's all I can talk about. We got NFL football coming next week. Not this week. This week we have the Pro Bowl. And I already told you the AFC is playing the NFC in the Pro Bowl game. But we know it's not going to be no serious football because they're just playing to entertain themselves for being selected to the Pro Bowl. So it's going to be like a basketball game with no defense. It's going to be just long passes, a lot of touchdown runs, and it's going to be exciting. I don't think it's going to be very much defense played at all. It's going to be a good game to be at because it's played in Hawaii. So they're going to be playing in the Hula Bowl in Hawaii. So they're going to bring all their family and friends out to watch them play in the Pro Bowl. And that'll be this Sunday. It will be an outstanding game. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. If it won't be high scoring, it will be entertaining. So check it out this Sunday, the Pro Bowl on, I think it's going to be on CBS or Channel 5, Fox, I don't know. But the week after is the Super Bowl, and that will be February 2nd. And it will be played in the stadium in Florida. And I don't know if it's where the college teams play in Florida, or if it was where the Miami Dolphins play, or if it's where Tampa Bay Buccaneers play. But it's going to be in Florida. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be between Kansas City Chiefs are playing the San Francisco 49ers. And I think the 49ers are going to be the favorites. And I think the Chiefs are going to score a whole lot of points. And everybody's expecting the Chiefs to really come out blazing in their scorebook. So we'll see. They played the last two games in the wild card, and they scored a lot of points. And they came from behind to win. So I'm thinking Kansas City might play pretty good in the Super Bowl. It'll be the first time they'll be at the Super Bowl in 50 years. Because they performed in Super Bowl number 4, and this time it'll be Super Bowl 54. So it'll be 50 Super Bowls ago that the Kansas City Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl. But they didn't win, but they were there. So now this is the second time that Kansas City has showed up and will be playing in the Super Bowl. So some people think Kansas City's ready. They earned the right to be there. Well, if you know my radio show, I always say Kansas City didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. I was really surprised that they kept winning, because I didn't really think Kansas City deserved to be in the wild card hunt. But they played their way through the wild card and ended up winning the AFC Championship, which gave them the right, and they earned the spot to play in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 54 will be played February 2nd in Florida. So we'll see. In 2 weeks, we'll see if Kansas City earned the right to play and win the Super Bowl, or if they're just lucky to be there. And we'll see what happens, because they're playing against the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers have won like 6 Super Bowls within the last 30 years. So they're ready to profile. They're ready to be back. They've been on the bottom of the list for the last 4 or 5 years. But they finally got a team together that can play football. So we'll see if San Francisco can show their dominant style. So it's between Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Yep, that's what we'll see when we see football on February 2nd. It'll be the 54th Super Bowl. And we'll see what happens in Florida at the Super Bowl. So that's it for NFL football. I'll talk to you next year. Well, actually, I'll talk to you on the 3rd of February about the Super Bowl that happened on the 2nd. But anyway, in between time and meantime, I'm in the air chair, and it's time for us to pay some bills. So DJ Papa D, play some bills. Let's go off for a commercial break and play some music, some comedy spots, some commercials, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on. Nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not a pimp. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. dancing around with all these playmates. Come on now. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than you. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. OG Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. OG Money. Pimp out. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp count. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take it, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. Because I can take you there. And I'm the Playboy Extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order
and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're on 7 continents around the world. So tell everybody they can tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. We have entertainment for everybody to listen to the radio show. So pull up all your chairs, bring all your family, your sons, your daughters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your grandmother, your grandfather. Pull them all up to the radio so they can listen to the activity, because we're having a party in Las Vegas. That's right. I'm G Money, and I'm broadcasting out of Las Vegas. And my engineer is in Oakland. And my other co-host is in Los Angeles. So it's a three-brother deal. that you're getting for the cost of entertainment right here in Las Vegas. So, I'm letting you know, I'm running for president. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. That's right, I'm running against President Donald Trump. I hope they don't impeach him before I can beat him in the 2020 election in November. So, everybody, send your money to gmoney.com. Get money for president in 2020. That's the website that you can donate your contribution to help my campaign out. Because I need to pay for radio, I need to pay for TV, and I need to pay for live appearances as I step up and let everybody know that I'm live on radio. All right. So that's what we got going on. And I'm also going to perform live on the Strip in March or April. G Money, the Pimp Comic, is going to be live for your listening pleasure. So I'll let you know about the concert dates as soon as we set them up, and you will be able to get tickets and come see G Money live. That's G Money, the Pimp Comic, live in concert. All right, well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
people will see me. And I'll be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it run so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
I'm Gregory Gerard. Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here. And be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming and they were fussing up a storm. Until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
Thank you. about yourself.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood of my stairs, and I told him, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Well, guys, gone live. 12 bricks. 12 guys, gone live. And I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. Twelve guys, twelve bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And then the waitress came
And she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, 7 continents. So everybody can tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities that we have going down. It's a party on the radio. You're witnessing the best radio show on the planet. And I'm G Money. And I want to introduce another song. I got song number 5 that I'm ready to introduce you to just to check the prelim of the new song. So, DJ Papa G, are you ready to introduce song number 5 just for the listening audience to check it out and see what they say this time around? Because we're going to do revisions and all kind of fixing up of the song, but this is the first run, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that today. We're having a little technical difficulty uploading the song, but we'll have it on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. Well, in that case, I guess it's time to shut the show down. The clock on the wall says that's all. And it's time for me to pass the air chair on to somebody else so they can sit in spot and do the MC of their show. So I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for promoting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music and being the engineer of my radio show and getting everything together, playing the music for you and playing the commercials and the comedy spots and all the work that he does. We want to thank him very much. And unfortunately, we had technical difficulty, so I couldn't introduce song number 5, but we'll have it for you on Thursday. So, before I go, I want to let you know that you can buy all of my comedy albums and all of my songs. The comedy albums are $9 a piece, and you can find them on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. And I have 16 comedy albums that are available for you to buy. And you can buy all of my songs. Each song is $1. That's right. You pay $1 for my songs, and they all are online on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you on Thursday. Enjoy tomorrow as a day off. So, enjoy Thursday, and I'll be back in the air chair with the party for you to listen to. All right, I'm out of here. Peace and good night.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Loud. Loud. Loud.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.